Welcome back to Bernie. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. It's our halftime show. Wimberley leading it by a score of 17-14. Our scores and highlights tonight, by the way, brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Let's give you some scores. We got a couple of finals from last night that we could share with you. Canyon Lake all over Aikens, 42-20 is that final. Lano beats Eastside Memorial of Austin, 62-7. The final in that one tonight, it's Westlake all over Hayes, 44-0. All of these, by the way, halftime scores. Fredericksburg, 21-16 over Hondo. It's Navarro over Central Catholic, 42-14 is the score in that one. Vandergriff over Lehman, 48-0 is the score there at halftime. It's Connolly, 13, and Bastrop, 6. That's a good one also at halftime. Elgin and Hutto are at halftime. Elgin, 20, Hutto, 17. And Cameron Yeo over Franklin tonight, 27-22 is the score in that ball game. That is the number 7th ranked Cameron Yeo team against the number 3rd ranked Franklin team. So that's a good matchup of a couple of top 10 teams. Also want to shout out Lucas Snow. I tell you what, he's got family everywhere. We've talked about him having family in Louisiana and Perth, Australia. Tonight we've gotten shout outs on Facebook from grandmother in Willis. And then we got another post from grandmother in Conroe, and I think those two are pretty close together, so I'm not sure if it's the same grandmother or two different grandmothers. But at any rate, Lucas Snow, big boy, you got a lot of folks talking to you.
I got another
watching you.
I got another score update. Listen over here. I got a text from a friend of mine, Mr. Chad Gold, who has a young son, Colby, who plays on the 7th grade Wimberley Texan football team here. A pretty big win for them last night, 39-0 over Lytle. And the young man that I was telling you about last week, Moses Ray,
yeah,
the young man that's coming up through the system, he 5 carries, 4 touchdowns. So good job to that 7th grade team.
That's a pretty good percentage.
I would, I believe that Coach Warren would take that.
Is this where I make a Moses parted the defense comment, or is that too obvious?
You know,
that's too obvious, I think.
Hey, if I tee it up for you, just let
it
fly.
Knock it out of the park. That's right. Here they go, and they're running through an old school paper sign there, Jared. I kind of like that.
Yeah, they're bringing the flags out, ready to go here where everybody's pumped up, crowd's going. You can hear them. If I turn the mic up, you can hear them, obviously. Looking forward to a good second half. If the second half's anything like the first half, we're going to be ready to go here pretty quickly. It's going to be high emotion. We got a lot of the looks like they maybe have a program here like they do in Wimberley. The Scudder Elementary School lets the kids run out. And so homecoming here, we've got, what does it look like, about 70, 100 kids down there running out with them. So, you know, that's the excitement of those young men and women or young kids. Afternoon, probably year for that matter right now, running through that tunnel with them.
Just mass chaos here at the football stadium on Friday night. I'm kind of chilly. It's about 66 degrees. I was looking at my weather. So I may have to snuggle up to you a little bit here in this second half, Jared. I hope that's not a problem. I know your wife, Jennifer, is listening, but
she's had her key
she'll
line.
Understand.
She's had her key lime pie. It's 9 o'clock.
Y'all got a little baby, so she doesn't care if I snuggle up.
Yeah, my daughter is probably either listening, trying to figure out why in the world is Dad not here, but I can hear his voice, or probably walking around and getting into things at this point. So
she may be asking who the psycho is that keeps talking to Daddy on the radio.
Are you talking about my wife or my daughter at that point?
Who is the psycho or who is saying that?
Who's saying it?
Oh, that's probably your wife and your daughter. Well, your daughter's not old enough to. She just kind of slobbers right now.
She does. She's got dad, mama. She's got Nana.
Really?
She's working on Poppy, but I know Poppy's waiting for it. That's for sure.
Well, here's our kickoff. Poppy will have to come later. It's going to be taken by Bernie at the 20. 25, and it's Hodo who gets it out to about the 28-yard line. That is where the Bernie offense will take over. First drive of the third quarter, obviously, oh so important each and every Friday night, especially when the difference in the ball game is a field goal, 17-14 Wimberley.
Yeah, and it's a big chance for the Texans defense to really kind of to stop them right here on this first drive of the second half. We always talk about it. First couple plays that come out are big plays, so we want to make sure Texas defense step up. They've done it all year long. No reason they won't right here.
Clutch, the quarterback, will look left. He pitches it out left side to Poole. He got the 30, 35, was able to get the sideline. And a nice little gain by Colton Poole. That's about 8 yards. It'll be second down and two.
Yeah, good. Had a chance. Jake Cockerham had a chance to make the tackle right there. Just kind of shouldered him off, and a good play right there. We got another shout-out a minute ago from Stephenville, Texas. I believe that Mr. Eric Buell is up there roping tonight, I think, or he's in and around. So we're all over the state of Texas today.
Second down and two now. Back to throw again. Stepping up in the pocket, throwing it right side in and out of the hands of his receiver. Gosh, he might have been able to run for a long way. That was Hodo who dropped it.
Yeah, that's a he's going to look at his hands and figure out why in the world didn't that stick. I don't understand. I had a great catch earlier, and that one just didn't stick in there.
Third down and two. And again, if he'd have caught it, Jared, he could have gone an awful long way across the middle. He had a lot of real estate in front of him. Big play here early now. Third down and two. Shotgun, back to throw, looking deep, looking left, looking for Snelling, in and out of his hands. It was knocked away at the last minute, incomplete. Big play.
Yeah, good play by number 34, Matt Mitchell. They got him kind of off in a free safety spot this evening. Usually we kind of see him up a little bit closer. He's a guy who likes to lay the thunder down to him a little bit, but he's kind of dropping back and helping Crowder on Snelling. We've seen the size of Snelling earlier in the game, so they've kind of dropped him back a little bit tonight to give Crowder some help. Good play over the top by him.
Good strategy, that's for sure, to keep an eye with a couple of people on Snelling. Crowder now standing at his own 31-yard line. Here's the punt, fair catch, and he catches it at the 27-yard line.
Big job right there by the Texans defense. We talked about it just a minute ago. That first drive coming out of the half is always kind of a momentum changer. If Bernie comes down and has a long drive and scores, it really changes the momentum of the ball game to them. They take the lead, but Texas defense stands strong right there. They got the ball and could really steal the momentum right back from them.
I'm kind of looking for a steady dose of Hunter Williams here on this drive, Jared. I don't know what you're feeling, but that's kind of how I see it.
You know, you come out of the half 17-14. Both teams here coming in 4-1. You know, both of them really offensively are starting to throw the ball more. Of course, Bernie, we've seen throw the ball pretty much all night long. And, you know, probably some I formation. There's some run play right there.
Here's JoJo Weeks down left side to Hunter Williams. He went under the center, too. Direct snap for the first time here tonight. He gets five, second down and five.
And you may be right. So just kind of looking at what that is, it's probably in for a lot of Hunter Williams right here, especially if we continue to gain 6 yards a pop.
No doubt. They're going to spot this all the way out to the 33-yard line. That was definitely a power formation. Now they're going to go back to the more familiar spread, I think. Nope, he's going to step under center again is JoJo Weeks. Williams, 5 yards deep in the backfield. Looked like the same play off left tackle. Pounds his way toward that first down stick. Far sideline. He's run out of bounds. Let's see if he got to it. Haven't seen the mark yet. And no, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds after a pickup of two to the 35. I thought he got a lot closer than that. As it is, it's going to be third and two.
Yeah, it's tough to see on that far sideline how close he got. But you're right. When he ended up into the Texans bench, he was looked like 2 or 3 yards past the first down, but they do say he stepped out of bounds right at about the 35-yard line, so he's got two to go, third down.
So third down and two. A moment ago, Bernie couldn't pick up theirs. Let's see if Wimberly can pick up theirs. Under the center is JoJo Weeks. He's going to give it to Hunter Williams. Left side, he's got the first down. Pushes forward to the 39-yard line. Looks like they've run the same play three straight times, and now a flag comes in, I believe.
Yeah, late flag on the far side over there. I don't know exactly if it's a sideline warning or what it is, but yep. Definitely a late flag right there after the first down had already been picked up by Williams.
Yeah, I think that's what the indication is, but I'm not sure. They haven't moved the sticks yet, so that's not a good sign for Wimberly. I thought he indicated a sideline warning, but he hasn't shown us what it is. Now he's going to talk to the linesman on this side of the field. Now they're going to move the chains. It's going to go against Bernie.
personal foul. It's going to be Greyhound.
It's going to be another personal foul. That's two or three of those tonight, and that just kills you, the 15-yarders.
Yeah, that's a big one. I guess I didn't see it over there. It's obviously, like we said earlier, it's on that far sideline. Kind of tough to see a little bit with the lights coming into the window right here. But needless to say, big play.
Ball at the Bernie 46-yard line. Williams is going to get it. Now they're going to throw flags before the play is completed. This might have been a false start. Yeah, that's what that's going to be. So back Wimberly up five now.
Kind of the swapping penalties here. They give us 15. We're going to turn around and give them five back.
So put it back at the Wimberly 49-yard line where it'll be first down and 15.
You know, and I forgot, too. I talked about Eric Buell a minute ago. I believe Eric Buell used to be number 22 for none other than the Bernie Greyhounds. So he's out there listening. He lives in Wimberly now, but he was a Bernie Greyhound years ago.
How about that? First down and 15. Williams again left tackle to the left side. He's going to be able to slam his way forward for 5 or 6 yards inside of Bernie territory. Looks like they're going to put it at the Greyhounds' 45-yard line.
Yeah, good job of getting at least the penalty yards back there plus one. So good job of Hunter just putting his nose down and getting the extra yardage.
Doug Warren and his staff, they've seen something on that left side of the offense. They've run that off-tackle play with Hunter Williams about four times already.
That's it. Actually four plays in a row. They've run that off-tackle to the left-hand side. They're going to go back into the shotgun here and maybe look at Wyatt Mann down here on the bottom. He's had some success. And
Williams will get the handoff right up the middle. He's going to be popped after a gain of one to the 44-yard line. So this will be a third down and eight now. 9:05 left to play in the third quarter. Wimberly nursing a 17-14 lead. Texans have the ball at the Bernie 44-yard line. On a clear and cool and perfect night in Bernie. Next week we'll be on the road again to Bandera. And that'll be the first district game of the season. Road Warriors, third down and eight now for the Texans. Back to throw is JoJo Weeks. Need to pick it up. Throws it left side. He's got his receiver. But I think Mitchell on the far sideline stepped out a yard or two before the first down marker. They're probably going to go for it here on fourth down and two, Jared. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. They're definitely going to. I mean, obviously, you're out of field goal range. At this point right here, you're at the 38-yard line. It's you've got the opportunity to put some points on the board. You've got Hunter Williams in the back. JoJo Weeks, we know, can both pull the ball down and run and kind of stretch out and get it. So you're going to hear quite a bit of crowd going on right here, but a big play for the Texans to start out this second half.
Here we go. Weeks under center. Fourth down and two. Turns, gives it to Hunter Williams. First down. Hunter Williams slams his way forward. He's going to be tackled at the Bernie 33-yard line. Move the sticks on fourth and two.
Yeah, and Hunter slams his way in there, and unfortunately it looked like they slammed him a little bit. He went off hobbling right there, so we're going to probably see Jake Cockerham come in here into the backfield, or maybe Guy Kipros. We saw him a little bit early on in the year, so we'll kind of see how the Texans adjust to not having their really workhorse back there, Hunter Williams.
Under center is Weeks now. Looks like Cockerham behind him in the backfield. Jake's going to get it right up the middle. He's got the 30. Nice run. He gets it down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of five. Second down and five.
Yeah, and they just continue to pound the ball. I mean, you know, 5-6 yards at a time, and really 3 1/3 yards all you need per play. So Texans just really long and thought-out drive right here by Doug Warren.
And they've gone to a new look in this second half. Two tight ends, quarterback under center. Cockerham behind Weeks. Jake gets it. Left side, he's got the first down. He gets it down to the 22-yard line. Another first down for the Texans with 7:28 left to play in the third period.
Man, and old Jake is not a guy who shies away from a hit, is he? Him and the outside linebacker on that far side met right there about the first down marker, and he pushed him back, got a yard, and got the first down right there. So guy who doesn't shy away from contact by any means.
Absolutely. They've got it at the 22-yard line now. Weeks will give it to Cockerham again. He is able to get it to the 19, perhaps 18-yard line. That's a pickup of four. I think the Greyhounds know exactly what the Texans are going to do now, Jared. The Texans are being pretty obvious. They're going to run the football.
Yeah, they're just pounding it down. That offensive line's getting a good push. They're 2-3 yards down the field, and, you know, every single run, we're 4 and 5 yards a pop right here.
And now Weeks is going to go to the shotgun. Nope, now he steps under the center again. Turns, gives it to Cockerham, right up the middle. Jake doesn't have much room to run this time, though. Gets it to the 17-yard line, where it's going to be 3rd and 4. Another big, big play by this Texans offense. Not really sure if they're in comfortable field goal range here. Texans don't have a lot of range in their field goal kicking this year.
No, you're kind of at that distance where it's really right on the outside range. I mean, you're looking, you know, just from right here, what, 32, 34 yards? I mean, that's a pretty long field goal for any high school kid.
Here we go, 3rd down and 4, and Cockerham is hit in the backfield. He's going to be dropped for a loss of 4 way back to the 21-yard line, and now it's going to be 4th down and 8, so I'm not sure if they're not going to just go ahead and try the field goal at least. See what they're going to do here. 4th down and 8, it would be about a 37-yard. It'd be a longer field goal than they've kicked all year. I know that.
Yeah, that 3 or 4 yards right there that they lost really hurt them.
They're going to go for it now.
Kind of pushing them back. They're bringing in the trips to the right here with Wyatt Mann on the outside.
Weeks from the shotgun. Back to throw. Looking left. Now he's going to screen it back left. Martinez has it. Kind of stumbled. He gained a couple of yards, but not nearly enough for the first down. So over on downs, the Greyhounds able to make the stop here against Wimberley. Looked like a pretty well-designed play. I'm not sure he wouldn't have gotten it had he not kind of slipped. It looked like he kind of stumbled, didn't it, Jerry?
He did. His right foot kind of slid out from underneath him, stumbled a little bit. Could have broke it back outside with some decent blocking. But needless to say, turnover on down right here. So, you know, coming out of the second half, we got two defensive stops and a big chance for the Texans again here. I mean, you got to know they're going to throw the ball.
Klutz now from the shotgun, back to throw. They're going to run the screen pass to Snelling. He's got the 20, but nice tackle there. He gets it out to the 22-yard line. That's a gain of 3, and that's a win for the Wimberley defense when Snelling gets it, and they only gain 3 yards.
Yeah, Samuel Valadez ended up getting him and getting him right around the waist and not letting him go. So good play right there. Ended up getting 3 or 4 yards, but from what the previous screenplay to Snelling did, you'll take that.
2nd down and 7 now. Klutz looks left, looking long, flips it out to the 30. It's caught. Look out. Tripped up at about the 35-yard line is the receiver, but caught for the first down. And the Greyhounds are going to be spotted it at the 33-yard line, and that is Clancy Haas on the catch. Back to throw is Klutz. Quickly. Pressure. Going to bring it down and run. He's got the 40, 45, 50. Move inside, 45, 40. Knocked out of bounds near the Wimberley 35-yard line. Greyhounds on the move.
You know, and when Klutz pulls it down to run, he's had some good downfield blocking from his wide receivers. Have really stayed with it once they saw him going. He's had some big runs.
And they're moving fast with their tempo at the Wimberley 35-yard line. Here's Klutz again. Already ready for the snap. Back to throw. Looking at over the middle. Flicks it over the middle. It's caught. Caught to the 25 and down to the 23-yard line. That's Hodo on the catch. Yet another first down, Jared. And they're really moving fast here with this tempo. In the shotgun is Klutz again. They're already ready to snap. There's movement. But the Texans defense gets back. And now the Greyhounds are going to slow it down and get the play from the sideline. At the 24-yard line of Wimberley. The turn and the give to the running back up the middle. I believe that is Hart, and he's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, number 4, Jake Cockerham, got through and got a hand on him immediately, and it was cleaned up by Moss Carruthers right at the line of scrimmage. So 2nd down, Bernie.
3:30 left to play in the third period. Wimberley leads it 17-14. That was the score at halftime. These offenses have moved the ball in the second half, but haven't been able to finish and close the deal. with any points. Second down and 10. Klutz will roll to his right. Looking, flicks it out, and it's caught near the far sideline at about the 21-yard line. That's Hodo again. Not much of a gain, though, only a couple of yards.
No, good catch by Hodo right there, sliding underneath it. But, you know, just doesn't. Anytime you're sliding to catch it, you just don't have that much of an opportunity. So now we're third and 8. And a big chance for the Texans defense. We've seen the kicker for Bernie. Got a pretty good leg.
He does.
I don't know what his range is, but they're pretty far at anything right here. So it's a got to think two-down territory for the Greyhounds, especially the way they've been playing on offense today.
Third down and 8. They've got to get to the 14 for the first down. Back to throw. Whistles just prior to the snap. Well, this is very important. It's going to be a false start against the Greyhounds. So third and 8 is going to become third and 13.
Yeah, Texans really set up right there. Looked like they were going to bring the house. And so the right tackle, I believe, on the Bernie Greyhounds decided that he would get a little bit too much of a start. And I guess anytime you're over there and you got Ben Garza and Luke Snow kind of breathing down at you a little bit, that's
a problem.
Those are two fairly strong young men that are kind of breathing at you and looking at you and thinking, hey, I'm coming to get you.
That would make me flinch too, I think. Back to throw. Looking left. Now he's in trouble. Texans have him in the backfield. They're going to sack him way back near the 40-yard line. Cockerham and Lucas Snow and company. They're going to spot this at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Kevin Rutherford.
Holy cow.
Kevin Rutherford and Moss Carruthers, Jake Cockerham and Luke Snow all pretty much met at the quarterback at the exact same moment. I got to imagine they're going to punt. Yeah, there looks like they're going to bring out some sort of maybe a quick kick team or here. I don't know what looks like he's about 10 yards back, so maybe a little pooch punt, we'll call it.
It's Will McClure who's going to be standing at the Wembley 46-yard line in a deep formation. He's going to get the snap and punt it away to the right side. Nice job. He's got it inside that 20. He did a good job of catching the ball and moving to his right. As the official steps it off on that far sideline, he's going to stop at the 16-yard line. That's where the Texans will take over with 1:19 left to play in the third period. I got a feeling this thing's going to go down to the wire here tonight, Jared.
Yeah, this is a little bit different from what we saw in the first half. The first half we saw early points go on the board. We saw Texans kick a field goal first. Immediately Bernie drives down, scores. Texans drive down, score after that, and then kind of got flat a little bit towards the second half. We're seeing the exact opposite here in the second half. So we'll see what the Texans come out with on this drive.
Weeks is going to flip it out left side. Caught on the far sideline by Colby Crowder. Stayed in bounds, and I don't think he gained any yardage. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, they're just trying to get him out in that open space and let him use his quickness, and looks like they're going to give him 1 yard after that one.
By the way, Jake Cockerham is still in the game, and Hunter Williams is not in the game for the Texans. He kind of limped off earlier and hasn't come back. Second down and 9. Ball at the 17-yard line. Looking right and throwing right. It's Mann out to the right side. He's got the first down. Nice job by JoJo. He really slung it out there.
Yeah, and he was real patient right there, waiting on Wyatt for the route to develop and get all the way out to the end. We've seen Wyatt drop a couple of those today. Really kind of over his head throws, and JoJo puts that one right between the numbers, and first down for the Texans.
First down and 10, Wimberly at their own 29-yard line. Play clock is at 23. The Texans could choose to let the clock run out of the third period. There's only 13 seconds left, but they're going to go ahead and run one more play at least. It's going to be JoJo. He's going to take it himself right up the middle. He picks up 4 out to the 33-yard line, and that will bring an end to the third quarter. 12 minutes of football left for you from Bernie. Wimberly 17, Bernie 14. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network. I support the team.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Communicare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season. Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!